You add that up, that is a lot of time that you've dedicated towards this one company that has probably always underpaid you, undervalued you, overworked you. And you're telling me you're gonna give them everything you can give, but you're not gonna claw a lot of that back for family time. You're not gonna claw a lot of that back so you can go hiking with your mates. You're not gonna claw a lot of that back so, you know, you can spend more time with your kids or your parents or anyone like that. You're happily gonna give as much time as you possibly can to an entity that it's not a person. It's just a machine. It's a board of directors, and they don't care. Essentially, they care as long as money is being made. They don't care about if you're, you know, losing time with the people that you care about. Welcome back to the Prometheus podcast. Luke Hansen here, and I'm joined with Hendry. Hendry, mate, you got the topic. I'll handball it right to you. Let's dive straight into this.
Yeah, sounds good, bro. So something that's been kind of playing on my mind for like the last 2-3 weeks or so, I'd say, because my birthday's coming up and I always seem to reflect around this time, is the topic of time and like how much time do we have on this earth, or like, you know, like time's not guaranteed, so what's around the corner? It's like that whole kind of, I don't know, thought that's kind of been on my mind, and I've kind of been reflecting, and honestly it's kind of been making me think and reflect on how I've been living my life up until this point and where I want to take it further. I guess one thing I want to kind of dive into first is really, we don't know how much time we have and time's not guaranteed. So why are we doing what we hate when we should be doing what we love? Even though I know that like we have to have money to kind of get things together in life and kind of keep it going. But I feel like we should put a main focus on living our life at this current point instead of being like, hey, I'm going to live life when I make it this far. Does that make sense, dude?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people get caught out. They think, I'm going to get to this point and then I'll be happy. I'm going to get to this point and then I'm going to live my life. Or, you know, I'll work so hard for, you know, a couple of years, then I'll get a promotion and it's all good. But time and time again, that's never enough. So you get caught into this pretty rough cycle where you're trying to chase something. Whereas I really like what you're saying, well, time isn't guaranteed. So how much time are you spending chasing that promotion compared to, well, how much time are you actually spending, you know, trying to better your relationships or trying to spend more time with the people that you love, or you're trying to do more things that you enjoy doing instead of, yeah, forcing yourself to do other things that you potentially hate because you think there is an outcome. But a lot of people who chase that stuff, like, there isn't an outcome. It just continues and continues and continues. So yeah, I'm all for it.
It becomes like a game. And it's insane to me because I've actually been caught up in it too, where I've kind of just been like, oh, you know, like, oh, I'll do this for now. And then when that's done, then I'll be able to kind of continue what I want to be doing. But one thing I think I've realized, and one thing that I've come to know, is a lot of us act like we're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
We play life safe. We play life kind of like we're going to be invincible and that nothing can hurt us. But like, for all we know, like, as dark as it sounds, like, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or the years from now on. And I think we're going to stop taking our time on this earth for granted and putting a focus on kind of, appreciating being able to live day to day and being able to have the time to actually chase what will give us happiness instead of doing what will get us by during this time period.
Exactly right. And a real practical way everyone can take that, right, and apply it in their lives is I saw it all the time and I still see it today. So many people, they stack up at their work sick leave, which I don't know any company that pays sick leave out when you leave, then you pay annual leave. Dude, I've saw some people with 2,100 hours, 3,000 hours, just some ridiculous amount. And you add that up, that is a lot of time that you've dedicated towards this one company that has probably always underpaid you, undervalued you, overworked you. And you're telling me you're gonna give them everything you can give, but you're not going to claw a lot of that back for family time. You're not going to claw a lot of that back so you can go hiking with your mates. You're not going to claw a lot of that back so, you know, you can spend more time with, yeah, your kids or, yeah, your parents or anyone like that. You're just going to, you're happily going to give as much time as you possibly can to an entity that it's not a person. It's just a machine. It's a board of directors and they don't care. Essentially, they care as long as money is being made. They don't care about if you're, you know, losing time with the people that you care about. So I think I look at that because I've seen it time and time again. That's a huge one where a lot of people can just go, well, am I taking care of myself? Like a lot, because most of us, let's be real, we go to work when we're sick or we go to work, you know, when we're not feeling well or when we've had a rough night's sleep.
So true.
Because like it just is what it is. And I get it, like you're saying, like, and this is why I want to make it realistic and break that part down, because we all can't, like we all have bills to pay. We all can't just, you know, do all these crazy things at times. We all got to play it safe a lot because, you know, we got bills to pay, you got mortgage to pay, you got stuff to take care of. And that takes a lot of time, effort and energy. But like I said, a lot of people, they push it in terms of going to work sick. Whereas like you're saying, if honestly, if the rug was pulled out from you tomorrow or the day after that, and you're pushing yourself to go into work, you'd much rather be chilling at home, you know, spending some time with the people you care about and relaxing a bit, not just breaking your back at the job that, like I said, at the end of the day, isn't going to care about you. And yeah, it's just like the little things like that, the like realistic things where you can go, well, do I need to focus so much onto this one thing, whether it's, you know, the job itself or whether it's, you know, I don't know, you're getting caught up in a few things. You're always like, you know, go out and you head to this nightclub or you always like to hit up this bar or you always even see a group of friends, right? And the friends are just like, it's not like they're giving you so much value. It's not like you're giving them so much value. It's like, well, really think about it. If it was all ending in a week, who are the top five people you'd really want to see, really thank, really spend time with? And do you even spend that much time with them now, like currently? If the world was ending, do you call, you know, like your mom and enough and ask how her day's going? Or do you spend enough time, you know, with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend? Or are you just taking it all for granted, thinking, like you're saying, thinking that you just live forever, that you're invincible, that nothing's ever going to happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and start doing that.
So like to elaborate on like what I'm saying is like, if we knew what was going to happen and if we knew that we had X days or so, we wouldn't be doing what we hate, you know, that job that we hate, that hanging out with those people that, you know, is just getting time by or stuff like that. We wouldn't be doing that. We would be doing what we actually want to be doing, like spending time with family or doing a hobby of yours, which you enjoy. I guess one thing that like, I think it's a quote or something that it's like, smell the roses while it's available. Don't wait till you have to give them. A lot of people need to reflect, look at how life is playing out for them right now and figure out where they want to take it and put a main emphasis on your happiness and, you know, try and claw back your time as much as possible.
Yeah, because exactly right. So time waits for no one. And I think it's crazy because could you imagine how different the world would be if everyone knew their date? If they had like X amount of days, like you're just like counting down and it'd be crazy.
That'd be scary.
Yeah, like the world would actually probably blow up. But everyone would leave nothing. They would leave the earth on empty. They would not leave anything back. They wouldn't hold anything back. They would claw at every opportunity they ever got. They would spend every single minute that they ever could with the people, yeah, that they care about, because time waits for no one. But everyone seems to think it's gonna wait. Everyone seems to think they got all the time in the world. And another way to look at it, right, is, and I really like thinking about this way, and I know, I mean, you're passionate about it, and that's how time is the most valuable asset you have. It's the most valuable thing you could ever spend. And if you're not looking at that yet, you got to really reconsider it. And that's part of the whole concept of we're pushing for 2020 vision, right? Is you need to be able to see that time is either the most important asset or is 100% the most important asset or the most important thing that you could ever do or ever have. Because yeah, we hang out with people that, you know, we might not value too much, or we work and slave at a job that we don't value too much, or because we're tired, right? We will watch a TV show or binge a TV show or go out and do a certain thing. And we put so much time, effort, and energy into these things we don't actually value. But once you start valuing your time a lot more and actually start seeing it that way, because people don't. People just see it as, oh, whatever, I could
waste this day, I could waste this minute.
Exactly. And even further, like I can even spend, you know, this hour on the phone. Yeah, this 1 hour on the phone listening to, you know, my friend who keeps getting into these same toxic cycles. And I'm just going to let them chew my ear off, waste 1 hour of my time for them not to listen, or for them not to change their life, or for them just to do the same thing day in, day out. And you do that twice, three times a week, all of a sudden it builds up. All of a sudden there's 20 days of your entire life on one individual. And then, yeah, you could truly use that time for things that truly give you fulfillment, or spend it with the people that you love. So it's about also saying, recognizing that, like what you're saying, time waits for no one and the rug could get pulled out instantly. And for you to understand as well on your day-to-day behaviors and activities is that it's the most valuable thing you could ever spend. So be aggressive at it. If someone is going to waste your time, cut them off or say that's not going to fly. We either do it this way or we don't. I don't want to spend time waiting on for you to get back to me or for us to, you know, meet up for lunch. If you said 2 o'clock and all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you're like, hey, I'm doing it. Sorry, I just got caught up. They don't text back. You're calling them. They don't reply. It's just shit like that. You're really going to start chewing down because it is so valuable. And once you start valuing it a lot more, then you start spending it naturally on the things that you want to spend it on more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.